"There is a giant called Blunderbuss," she said, "who lives in a great castle 10 miles from here. He is a terrible magician, and years ago, because I would not marry him, he turned my brother into a... I don't know how to tell you. Into a tortoise."
She put her hands to her face and sobbed again.
"Why a tortoise?"
said Charming, knowing that sympathy was useless, but feeling that he ought to say something.
"I don't know. He just thought of it. It isn't a very nice thing to be."
"And why would he turn your brother into it? I mean, if he had turned you into a tortoise, of course," he went on hurriedly. "I'm very glad he didn't."
"Thank you,"
said Beauty. "But I don't understand why."
"He knew he could hurt me more by making my brother a tortoise than by making me one,"
she explained and looked at him anxiously. This was a new idea to Charming, who had 2 brothers of his own, and he looked at her in some surprise.
"Oh, what does it matter why he did it?"
she cried as he was about to speak.
"Why do giants do things? I don't know."
"Princess," said Charming remorsefully and kissed her hand, "tell me how I can help you."
"My brother," said Beauty, "was to have met me here. He is late again."
She sighed and added,
"He used to be so punctual."
"But how can I help him?" asked Charming.
"It is like this,"